So when I first started in land use, I really was a newbie. And you're surrounded by other folks who kind of know what they're talking about more than you. I didn't even know what a right-of-way was or even the proper way it was supposed, we're supposed to say it. So one of my first questions, and of course it was in my head, not out loud so others could hear, was what is it called? And there are many ways that I've seen the phrase written. Rights of way, right-of-ways, right-of-ways with dashes, the right-of-way without dashes, the R-O-W, all in caps, and of course the R-O-W, again, all in caps. And all this was kind of confusing. So for this presentation and the purpose of this paper, I will go with the right-of-way dash version that's typically found in the Texas local government code. So who has the right-of-way? Generally speaking, most people think of the right-of-way as the street. However, the right-of-way includes not just the street, but the sidewalks, the area on either side of the street. And Local Government Code, Chapter 283, defines a public right-of-way as the area on, below, or above a public roadway, highway, street, public sideway, alley, waterway, or utility easement in which the municipality has an interest. The term does not include private easement or the airways above a right-of-way with regard to wireless telecommunications. Now, I'm not really going to go into the fundamentals of easements, and I'm going to touch on in this presentation some things about wireless telecommunications, because as we see, there have been many challenges to municipalities in regard to telecommunications. The next slide is going to be an example of a right-of-way plan. And as you can see, there are a number of different factors that go into right-of-way planning. The right-of-way contains not only the paved portion of the street that's used for vehicular travel, bicycle lanes, sidewalks, and the space for installation of the utilities. You'll see on this plan water, sewer, electric, gas, and telecommunication utilities provided on this right-of-way plan. Those telecommunications include the cable and internet. And so when someone is designing or looking at a development plan that affects the right-of-way, there are many things that need to be considered. The right-of-way is typically the paved street is usually about 5 to 10 feet on either side. So if we were to go back to that slide, you can see that there's an outline almost in a grid kind of fashion of what's all around that paved portion of street. So the right-of-way is an important consideration in all of a city's development. There are practical and aesthetic considerations that are unique to each municipality. Within the city, there are different areas and zones that require different approaches or systems, and a right-of-way plan is integral to accomplish the city goals for that particular area. Kathy talked about a number of issues. We talked about zoning. We talked about planning. A thorough review of a development plan is necessary to provide the comprehensive information and guidance to the city in order for the city to make appropriate decisions. The city's right-of-way in many ways is an anchor. An anchor provides the stability, the consistency, grounding, and support, and also provides a vehicle for the city to grow. So planning is extremely important to the health, welfare, and safety of the local government. And that's actually the health, welfare, and safety of the local government is actually in the Local Government Code, Chapter 211. I love this slide. Planners are my besties. I love this slide because planning professionals include those persons that are American Institute or certified planners. They are civil engineers, they're city staff, they're any other professionals with a level of specialty, expertise, or an area of focus that is germane to the needs of the city. My next slide says, clearly not every jurisdiction will need the expertise of a coastal resource floodplains manager like Galveston Island. But their expertise in development planning for a coastal city is quite valuable. We're different from Houston, we're different from Texas City, we're different from League City, because we have the beach. And as we've seen, especially with the situation that's going on now, you know, we really need to know what we want our community that you're working for, what they you want them to look like, and how you want them to act in the midst of some interesting times. So, the vision. We're not trying to be Gotham City, Batman. It is important for planners to see their city's vision when evaluating a development plan. I think hopefully that picture is clear or not clear. Gotham is always very dark. To that end, as much as I like Batman, and of course the trilogies are the best, and no offense to Michael Keaton fans, I'm positive that none of us would want our city to look like Gotham. So right-of-way development and design and creativity is very important. Together we create. I love this slide as well because it is, in fact, folks working together to create and design a plan or to work with a developer, a plan that will meet the city's needs and the vision of the city.